Right now it is time to bring in Jim Lynch. It's time for Cover Your Asset. Jim, of course, is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, politics, sports, bringing many years of experience to those subjects and others, and it's always nice to have him on the air. Good morning, Jim. Hey, Jim, are you there? Hello, Jim.
Hey, Marshall.
How are you this morning?
I'm terrific. And yourself?
Can't complain. The sun is out for the last day for the next 5 days, so so we'll enjoy it today. Well, you know, we can look at the bad news, and there's lots of bad news out there, and we'll get to some financial news as well. But the news that has been coming out of Ukraine about the absolute slaughter of civilians, we're not talking about now even anymore about tanks shooting and missiles shooting at residential area, but the out and outright slaughter of civilians is raising eyebrows around the world, Jim.
Well, I would have to say that I would be much more aggressive than our country has been. I think up until the last site of genocide, I think we were doing a good job avoiding a worldwide conflict. But it's reached a point now where we must be more decisive in telling the Russians they're not going to hang this nuclear problem over our head. We're going to take care of human beings. And if that means taking the risk of nuclear war, so be it. If I were in the driver's seat, particularly at the UN, which has really not entered into this in any verbal way, I would simply tell the Russians, it's very simple, we're going to take the UN armed forces and just come in and get rid of you because you invaded Ukraine illegally. That's number one. Number two, you have been slaughtering people in the street who are unarmed, who didn't ask you into this country. So we're putting it this way. Get out. We're ready to go. Planes and everything else to get rid of you. And by the way, courtesy of the U.S. and the various allies, we're locked and loaded nuclear to hit you first. That's going to be the only possible thing that's going to stop this slaughter. That, or possibly Putin gets assassinated by oligarchs or somehow just vanishes from the scene, but I don't expect that to happen. Hitler and Stalin have long lives. Why exactly? I really don't wish to try and explain that. But this stuff goes on and on. And the more that we play with Russia and say, okay, you're going to have a meeting with Zelensky, or you're going to do this, or you're going to do that, that's just buying them time. They're losers right now in this war. With the vast army they have, the Ukrainian spirit has beaten them back and beaten them pretty badly. We certainly see the destruction of Ukraine, but what we are beginning to see more of are the Russian troops actually standing down, killing some officials, and leaving their equipment to the Ukrainians. This is a young army, basically of 19, 20-year-olds who have not been trained. I'm talking about the Russians. They don't know how to do it, and they get into combat. They're afraid of it. The Ukrainians have been fighting against the Russians or whatever for the last 8 years. They're battle-hardened, and if we give them enough support, they will definitely push the Russians out of the country. But unless we, as a country, leave the United States, say, look, this nuclear threat has been hanging over us forever. We want to live. We want to live as human beings. We don't want to live as slaves to something that may or may not happen. So it's time to take much more decisive action. I think it's time just between the UN, NATO can call Russia's cause. The UN can do it. I don't know what the best avenue is, but the avenue must be a demand. Get out or we're coming in. Very simple. And putting the final point on it, we are locked and loaded nuclear-wise. Between ourselves and our allies, we can hit you 6 to 7 times before you hit us. And I'm sorry, this is not a world that one likes to live in. I mean, thank God we're living, but it's very, 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 very difficult as human beings to see other human beings slaughtered for no reason under the sun, other than that some man has a ridiculous idea that he's going to change history back to before 91, when the Russian Empire fell apart and reconstituted. That is impossible to do. And I don't care to hear anymore, oh, he didn't have good allies in his cabinet or whatever they call it. He's a madman. He's a beast. He's a horrible person. He must be taken down in some way or another.
You know,
and to have man just kind of keep the world at bay is totally ridiculous. You've got to take action.
I don't know why people are so surprised. I mean, when countries go to war, like when we've been in the war in Afghanistan, when we were in the war in Iraq, yes, sometimes mistakes happen and civilians get killed by actual mistakes. But when you take a look at the history of Russia, we'll start off when they were in Afghanistan. Not only did they have the normal casualties for civilians that happened with bombardments, but tens of thousands of Afghans disappeared while the Russians were there. How about in Chechnya and in Syria? Mass casualty attacks against civilians, as well as summary executions of civilians by Russians as well. Also during those wars, especially in Syria, those bombs were dropped on civilian areas that were definitely beyond the pale. This has happened so much with Russia in Chechnya, in, like I said, in Syria, when they went there, and also in Afghanistan, on top of the regular military, all these other horrible things that have happened. So, you know, this is no surprise, and sooner or later, the world has got to stand up as one and say that it's just, you know, it's bad enough that countries go to war, but then when countries go to war and then commit genocide, that is something else completely.
Just to add to your comments, you know, we didn't have as many reporters on the ground in Syria. In fact, I don't really recall how many we had, but we do in Ukraine, and now that our communications link through video and TV has it's just outstanding. We are seeing these horrific scenes. One thing that should stay in Americans' minds as they weigh the risk that maybe there will be a nuclear war, are those people who are lying in the street, obviously citizens, no uniforms, their hands behind their back tied. What kind of a human being can do that to another human being? That human being needs to be strung up and quartered, because he or she is worse than an animal. An animal has better instincts, even in combat with another animal. So, you know, the Russians have had this history, which really goes back beyond Syria and Afghanistan, of this vicious, vicious taking down of other members of the human race. Joseph Stalin basically probably liquidated millions of Russians. Forget about those people he liquidated in various encounters with other countries. So it's time to step up, pull up your bootstraps. We'll get through this. The U.S. and the allies have all of the weaponry, nuclear-wise, and all of the defensive mechanisms, as far as we know it, to defeat the Russians. And we just have to do it, and we just have to take them out, and we just have to let them know, you know, next stop is Moscow. Next stop is the Kremlin. Because the point is, though supposedly Putin's advisors have not been very helpful to him, they are also evildoers in that they have allowed this man to do what he's doing. Now, supposedly the Russian people, they don't get all the information and so forth and so on. I believe that only up to a certain degree. You know, word of mouth still exists. And when in your neighborhood, you've not heard from 5-10 soldiers on the phone, because after all, with these phones nowadays, you can always communicate, and you hear nothing from the armed forces, it should suddenly dawn on you that your folks are probably wounded or dead. And that should really build to help the world out. You can't build fast enough, obviously, because everybody in Russia is scared. I think 16, 20,000 people are now in jail, courtesy of the Russian government, because they were protesting what some of these people knew, namely this war was going on in Ukraine. What the Russians don't know, in my opinion, are the atrocities that are being committed. And if we could only get to them and let them know the truth of the matter, then possibly they would begin to do more than protest in the street of Moscow, but start shooting and maybe in a way bring down the government. I don't have a lot of hope in that area. And I'm tired of listening to they're going to negotiate, they're going to do this. It's time to take action.
Well, I always talk about the economy. I mean, the economy right now appears to be in a very precarious place. You've got the Ukraine war. You have Asia. And in Asia, they're facing big economic repercussions. They deal with the war in Ukraine. But this is also overshadowed what's going on economically in China and also our own Fed. I mean, there's a lot of disruption going on in the world economy, Jim.
That is true. That is very accurate. And in terms of investing for the common man, whoever that might be, common investor, it's very simple. Take your risk position down in stocks. Don't be buying any stocks on the prayer that things are going to get all better. Nobody knows what's going to happen in the set of circumstances you've set up. I'll remind people again that the low point in the stock market during the pandemic was 18,000 on the Dow Jones. It then went over a period of months to 36,000. It subsequently has retreated to about 33,000. It's about 34,000. If you've got your profits, take your profits. If you're in the stock market, you've got to pare down what you own with the help of an advisor for those things that may prosper in a tough environment. I can't give you a list of stocks that can, because frankly, it's beyond the comprehension of between a pandemic reoccurring now in China, inflation, and finally, my big point would be we are spending billions and billions of dollars that we really don't have. We just print the money, the federal government. And that's going to come home in terms of having to do more financing. The Federal Reserve is already beginning to tighten. It's going to continue to tighten. It might not tighten as much as it would have a month ago looking forward because of the circumstances that have happened. But while it's tightening, whatever that means, the U.S. government is going to have to start selling more government debt to cover their expenses, the billions and billions of dollars they've spent in Ukraine and elsewhere. And we now have just signed on for another $10 billion to handle pandemics and future viruses. That money just doesn't come out of the air. The federal government must sell bonds to get that money. When you sell a lot of anything, the price normally goes down in the securities market. So bonds 5-6 years or longer, I think, are very, very vulnerable. The bond market is vulnerable to the federal government having to issue more debt and also in the process is trying to pay down some debt. That's a pretty difficult proposition to conceive of happening. So it's time to be safe, enjoy your security of having a lot of cash. If need to be invested, the 3-year government bond is probably a spot. It's about 2% plus yield, not a lot, but it's something. I wouldn't expect it to stay there too long. It'll probably retreat and more yield. We're in dire circumstances, folks. So just pay attention to your knitting. Don't spend a lot of money on anything. Don't start any new ventures. Stay out of the stock market. Stay out of the long bonds.
Now, for people listening, we've all heard about the sanctions against the about Russia, the United States. Of course, the Treasury Department has put a big squeeze on Russia, but there's one thing that they didn't put a squeeze on. Our Treasury Department has been allowing the Russian government to use funds to make coupon payments on dollar-denominated sovereign debt on a case-by-case basis. Well, as of yesterday, Jim, the largest of those payments came due, over $552 million to a maturing bond. The government said, that's it. No, those funds are going to be frozen as well. When you take a look at the sanctions against Russia, now the governments that are putting these sanctions in place, it affects their economy. But how long can Russia really exist as a standalone island in what has become a world economy?
I can't put a time, a date on it, but they're basically heading at what's going on into eventual oblivion. People will be starving in the street. They'll be breaking into stores for food. They'll be protesting. Probably they'll be taking out arms in large numbers, small numbers, and you'll have an insurrection of the common man. I'm certain Putin will start killing them, and we'll have a major debacle. Unfortunate for those human beings, that's their plight. And, here in this country, we don't have an answer to a lot of our own problems. even though we're a very wealthy nation. I'm talking about the political thing, which I'm glad I'm thinking about now. I wanted to begin the show with. Folks, we have a danger that's probably bigger than Russia. I know it's hard to comprehend. It's called about 30-40% of the U.S. citizens in this country who are living in delusion about some maniac who's lied to them for 5-6 years. And I'm talking about Trump, and I'm talking about the crazies who become the MAGA group or the or whatever group they've become. Many of these people now, 30-40% of the population, are very much into grievance. They're right, you're wrong. Don't you dare teach my children this or that. They are completely forgetting the democracy they really have, that is the greatest democracy ever. When and if the dust clears, whatever that means, we have got to reconstitute our public school education. And it goes something like this. There used to be a course called civics, kind of devoted to local things. We need courses on history beginning in the fourth grade that tells us about Joseph Stalin, Hitler, and Trump, and these European leaders and who are dictators who kill people at a moment's notice. Children must learn that that's what, the way the world has existed in many places and continues to exist, whereas their own country has survived many, many challenges and still has given them rights. But this 30-40% of our population, they're grievance-oriented, they're stupid, they're never educated, they don't care about their fellow man. The only thing they care about is feeding their fat faces and going in the street and bellowing that the government is wrong. We have to get rid of this. The enemy is within a lot more than any of us are willing to recognize, and that must be dealt with. I don't have a magic bullet, but I know damn well that we have not been educating our kids to the reality of the world, world history. Remember that? Long ago, world history, and fighting and killings have been going on forever, whatever the empire, it would come and it would go. We've stayed strong. We must stay strong. We must, to the best of our ability, communicate to those who are willing to listen what we have and the rest of the world doesn't have. It's a pity. It's a pity to see these Republicans, these traitors to this country, go out and badmouth what we are doing for our country and the rest of the world. And it's being allowed to happen.
All right, we have to leave it there because we're flat out of time. We went overtime, as a matter of fact.
Well, I hope I get my 3-4 seconds on the overtime.
Well, I'll speak to the boss.
Or I'm going to want 2 foul shots, I'll tell you right now.
I'll speak to the boss, okay? All right, Jim, I'll check with you next week.
Yes, sir. Good to hear your voice.
Take care.
Have a good week.
Bye-bye. Bye. Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets here on Robinhood Radio. Reminder, the opinions you hear are those of the people that give them and do not represent Tri-State Public Communications, WHTD, the Robinhood Radio Network, CATV 6 or CATV 252, or the Bargain Barn in Sharon.